Good morning, brothers and sisters. As we gather here again this day, I just want to greet you in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank you, friends and brothers and sisters, family, especially the visitors. I want to welcome you as well. It's a blessing to be able to gather in this way. As Marlon was standing up here sharing just a moment ago, my thoughts went. This wasn't part of my message, but my thoughts just went here, and I thought it would be best if I'd share them. As John was standing by the riverside, and he called out, "Repent and be baptized, for the time is at hand." And who are we if we do not accept this invitation? Because Jesus lived and he died for us. And he accepted that invitation. He saw his need to fulfill God's will, that he would take this calling. What will we do with it today? Is what made it more real to me. The other day I was coming home and I saw a very bad accident. It made me think of my own life. But as Marlon was sharing here today, this just fell together. This was not part of my plan, but I feel led to share it. We do not know what tomorrow holds. We do not know. We do not know if it'll reach 10:15. We don't know. We don't know if it'll, what the next second holds. I was coming home. There was a very bad accident. Semis and cars. Cars didn't even look like cars. They just looked like rubble that was piled up out on the in the trash yards. And if I recollect, it's either a 15 or 16 year old. I believe it was around a 70 year old. They was killed in that accident. Jesus, God is not a respecter of persons. There's all ages. Just recently in the community, there was a baby. We never know. So what will we do to stop this warring madness? I'm going to go back to what I have written here and just, not sure where that came from. Question I have, why are you here today? Has it been a long week and your soul is hungry and thirsty for the living water and manna that God has created for us today through the Brotherhood Fellowship? Did we come with hungry hearts, thirsty souls? As it was dry there for a couple weeks and then that rain come along and just nourished things, everything turned green. The dust died down. I pray that would be our hearts this morning. Or am I just a Christian that goes to church each Sunday morning, dreading the day, my mind on cares of this world, maybe at work? going out to the lake, going fishing, just you fill in, whatever it might be. John 15:5, Jesus tells us, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Part of what I shared with earlier. Without him, we are nothing. Unless we commit our lives and give them to Jesus Christ, we are as nothing. Farther on in the chapter, verse 12, Jesus gave a commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. What for love did he give us? What did he show us? What did he do for us? He left a living example that we could follow. The love that he shared for us, the love that he, that drop of blood, the crucifixion that he took, the spear that he took to his side, the thorns that he took to his head, the mocking that he took to his heart. He just said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Maybe we're offended by something that someone said, something that someone did to us. Lay it at the foot of the cross. The last message I had to think, just lay it there. Lay it at the foot of the cross. For Jesus said, come unto me. For my burden is easy and my yoke is light. I meant to have that mixed up there. But Jesus will carry that load for you. It's not always easy. Life is not easy. Jesus promised that. It is not easy. There is a cost. But there's real blessings in following the Lord. Some Christians are sadly prone to look on the dark side of everything and dwell upon what they have gone through, then upon what God has done for them. Ask their impression on a Christian life, and they will describe their continual conflicts and their deep afflictions, their sad adversities, and scarcely talk about the great love and the mercy that God has given them. When I was studying for this, I saw my great need. But with Christ, it's possible. When you meet a Christian that their heart is in a healthy state and truly connected to the vine, he will come forth joyously speaking of the wonderful things his Creator has done for him, and how that he brought him out of the horrible pit and the miry clay and set his feet upon the rock of truth and establishes his goings through life. His heart will sing a new song. Gives honor and glory to God. He might not be perfect, but he allows God to speak in his life and does his will. He will bring forth much fruit. Psalm 126:3, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Are we glad this morning? Are we grateful for the things that Jesus has done for us?
It is true we will face trials, but it's just as true that he will deliver us from them as refining process. And if we are victorious on judgment day, our sins will be behind us, not before us. Psalm 126, 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Jesus teaches in John 14 and 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if we look at the commandments that he has commanded us to do, there's many. But if we start taking them one at a time and applying them to our lives, heaven will be our reward. If you love me, keep my commandments. Sacrificial love originates in God, for it is the fruit of the Spirit. 1 John 5 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. But we can't love without Christ in our life. I saw a little phrase written. I thought it would be good. Christian love is like the moon. It has no light of its own. It is the reflection of the Sun of Righteousness. We can profess Christ, but if we have not love, our light won't shine. Love never asks, what will I get? But it asks, what can I give? It does not ask, what must I do? It says, what can I do to help? John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Daily reading tells us how Jesus wants his followers to love, bless, and to do good to our enemies. Don't only love those that love you. Love will be shown by one's speech. The tongue is a terrible weapon. It is quicker and more easily wielded than a sword. It is as sharp as a sword and can cause much pain. It can be deadly to reputations, friendly relationships, and peaceful living. People who would not think of using a sword may use their tongue in a way that violates non-resistance and much as some forms of military service. Our tongue can be used to glorify God, or it can be used to ruin someone's life. Matthew 12:35, a good man out of the treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in a day of judgment. For Matthew 12:37, for by the words that thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Lord, help us. Just pray that I could gain more control of my tongue. I've seen my need. Matthew 15:10-11, and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. So with a few closing thoughts here, questions. So friend, what would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to visit you today? As I reckon I mentioned about earlier, they met their maker. What would you do if Jesus came to you today? Where would he find you? Would you greet him coming down the street? Or would you hold him at the door while I had to rid the house of this, or rid the house of that, or put this away, or put that away? Or would I open the door as I saw him coming down the window, and would I run and greet him with happiness and joy and peace? Or are you going to leave him at your door knocking and patiently waiting for you? That's all I have. May the Lord bless your day.